reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Reflect to Succeed, in which we discuss those matters in order for us to reflect upon so that we may succeed in this world as well as in the hereafter. And today we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, a very interesting one actually, and that is regarding the people of the ditch. Now, who these people are, what is the incident, what is the story? Inshallah, we are going to be mentioning all of this as well. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of qiyamah. So let us all send salawat upon the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as the viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing the people of the ditch. And for this, we're going to the Holy Quran in a very beautiful surah called Surah Al-Buruj. This is a short chapter of the Holy Quran found in the 30th part of the Holy Quran. It contains only one ruku and 22 verses. And the word buruj itself, it refers to constellations. So the first verse refers to the sky, which contains constellations, so thus giving this chapter its name. Now the start of this chapter, it makes mention of a hugely significant event in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمَ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودٌ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. The translation from Kanzul Iman is, woe to the people of the ditch, of the blazing fire, when they were sitting around it, and they themselves are witnesses to what they were doing to the believers. And they were only averse to this, that they, meaning the Muslims, embrace faith in Allah, the most exalted, the most praiseworthy. This verse speaks about the people of the ditch. Who were these people? These verses speak about the people of the ditch. Who were these people and what is their story? Now, details of this can be found in Sahih al-Muslim, a famous book of hadith. This narration is lengthy, and I will mention the summary, inshallah. So, a king from a previous nation, he claimed to be God. People began worshipping him, but they were destined to be guided. Now, this guidance began for them when Allah Ta'ala allowed a young man from the nation to sit with a believing and righteous man. This leading to the young man reciting the kalima and entering the true religion. Now the young man, he was given a high rank by Allah Ta'ala and became a saint. Miracles began to take place at his hands. Through his du'as, the blind were cured, the lepers were cured, and news of this young man, it soon reached the king. The false claim of the king to divinity and his entire ruse was at risk. If the blind continued to be cured through the du'as of the saint, this completely shattered the king's claim to godhood. As a result, the king now, he set out to kill the saint in any way possible. He tried various things. He attempted to throw the saint from a mountain and drown him in the sea. But every attempt failed miserably. In the end, the saint himself said to the king, if you wish to martyr me, then there is a way. Gather people in an open field. Tie me to a date palm tree, say Bismillahi Rabbil Ghulam, and fire an arrow at me. The king, he got happy, he got excited, he got overjoyed to hear this, and he arranged a huge gathering. The trunk of a date palm tree was affixed in the middle of an open field. And the saint, he was tied to it. The king placed an arrow in his bow, pulled it back, and said, Bismillahi Rabbil Ghulam, meaning in the name of Allah, the Rabb of this young man. Saying this, he fired the arrow, which struck the saint in his head and martyred him. Allahu Akbar. When the people witnessed this, they realized the king who claimed to be divine had failed in all his attempts, and it was the name of the young man's Rabb which helped in the end. So they understood that the king was not a god at all. Instead, they realized that the true Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of that young man. And they all recited the kalima and entered the true religion. Now the king, he was angry. He got outraged. As his false claim of divinity had been exposed, everybody left him and began believing in the one true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his rage, the king said, ditches must be dug at the edges of the pathways and fires lit in them. And he then said that whoever leaves his religion and does not accept him as a god, they will be thrown into these fires. This threat of his was implemented, and a lot of people were thrown into this fire. A believing woman then came forth, in whose lap was a baby. She had no concern for herself, but her maternal instincts, motherly instincts, took over as she was brought close to the fires. As she looked at her child, she panicked for a moment. And the child amazingly, subhanAllah, began to speak and said, "Oh my mother, be patient, do not worry, for you are certainly on the true religion." And the mother and her child, both were then thrown into the fire. Now these oppressive actions of the king earned him the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. And the very fire kindled to burn believers exited the ditches and burned all the oppressors instead. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these of Madani channel, we just had the honor of listening to one true story from the Holy Quran. And we learn many things from this. For example, this teaches us that Allah Ta'ala tests the believers. And the successful Muslim is the one who remains steadfast in these trials with patience and gratitude. This is a big lesson. You know, nowadays we hear many saying they are Muslim, they believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They ask why they still face trials despite this. They ask why Muslims are in poverty and hardship, whilst disbelievers, they enjoy every luxury and comfort imaginable, from wealth to good quality of life. Why is this the case? This is something one may ponder about. And the answer to this is very simple, views of Madani channel. In a hadith, it's mentioned, الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر, that the world is a prison for the believer and a paradise, a jannah, a heaven for the disbeliever. Now think, what happens in a prison? They are places of difficulty, of troubles, of worry, of scarcity and hardship. As Muslims, this means the same thing will certainly come to us in this world. In prison, there is no comfort. There is no luxury. There's no nice food. No one sleeps peacefully. Like that is this dunya. We are prisoners in this dunya. This world is a prison for us believers and a jannah, a paradise for the kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, that do people think they will be left as they say we believe and they will not be tested? In Tafsir Siratul Jinan it says that we learn Allah Ta'ala will test believers as per their strength of iman. Illness, poverty, problems, these are tests from Allah Ta'ala which differentiate the sincere from those who are hypocrites. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has said that the greatest reward comes with the greatest trial. The more greater the trial, the more difficult the trial, the more greater the reward. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that when Allah ta'ala loves a people, he tests them. And whoever accepts that earns the pleasure of Allah, and whoever is discontent earns the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Viewers of Madani Channel, one thing that has to be clarified here is that the hardships and trials believers face in this world, they are also a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there were once two angels. One was going from the skies to the earth, and the other from the earth to the skies. When they met one another, the first angel asked the second that, "Where are you coming from?" The angel replied that, "There is a non-Muslim in such and such city who is severely ill. His final moments have come and he has been recompensed for all good he has performed in this world," meaning he did not have any good left for which he would be granted blessings on the day of Qiyamah. He did have one good thing left. In these final hours of his life, that non-Muslim desired to eat some fish. After searching, none was found in the entire city. And Allah Ta'ala then commanded me to arrange a fish for the non-Muslim. So the one goodness he has remaining shall be recompensed in this world. And I had just gone to arrange that fish for him. After finishing his explanation, the second angel asked the first angel where he was going. The angel said that there is a Muslim in such and such city, also in his final moments, and he has been subjected to hardships as per his amount of sin. As of now, his book of deeds has no sin in it, except one. He is feeling thirsty in his last moments and desires to drink some water. And I have been commanded to pour his water away. His one remaining sin will be erased in recompense for this trial. And he will then leave this world completely free of sin. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the slaves of Allah ta'ala. And it is a choice of Allah ta'ala whether he grants us joy or hardship. Look how immense his mercy is. We sin and make ourselves deserving of Jahannam, but our merciful Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, sends us hardship which uproot our sins and make the path to paradise easy for you and I. You know, we face all kinds of difficulties, all kinds of hardships in life. Financial problems, worries, illnesses, and even oppression can and will come our way. Whenever they do, what should be our response and reaction? We must be patient. At that time, our most important responsibility is to do everything we can to protect our iman. This is what we have to do, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You know, we just heard about the people of the ditch. The king who claimed to be a god was a tyrant who oppressed the believers and had them thrown into the fire to burn alive. But look at those believers. They were willing to burn and give their lives, but they were not willing to compromise their iman, their faith at all. To the extent a mother was even thrown into the fire with her child. She welcomed death and did not give her iman away for anything. This is a matter of, you know, strong courage, unshakable fortitude, and bravery. From this we learn a believer always remains steadfast in his iman and is not shaken by calamities. You know, doubt never enters his heart. He remains resolute in his iman, belief, and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether he receives a bouquet of flowers or the sharp edge of a sword, he remains steadfast like a mountain in every situation. And this is how you and I need to be, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We need to have patience. We need to have tawakkul. We need to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever difficulties we may go through, it is for our benefit. You know, as they say, it is a blessing in disguise. And this is what it is. A rahmah, a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we discuss the people of the ditch, we find another important lesson. And this is the second lesson being taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقَ. The translation is, surely those who persecuted the believing men and the believing women, then they did not repent, there is punishment of hell for them, and there is the punishment of fire for them. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani Channel, this tells us that causing harm to Muslims is a major sin and a terrible crime. And the punishment for this is terrifying. You know, the king who claimed to be a god caused unjustified harm to the believers by burning them alive. What was the outcome of this? They earned the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, which led to the king and his soldiers being burnt alive in their own fire. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such terrible crimes and terrifying punishments. So unfortunately, causing harm to other Muslims is given no second thought nowadays. We hurt one another without hesitation or fear, lying about others, swearing them, taking their wealth unlawfully, taking out anger on them, physically abusing them, mentally, emotionally abusing them, hurting them, tricking them in business, taking what belongs to them, making fun of them, demeaning their self-respect with pranks and sharing humiliating videos on social media. And with these things and many other ways, we hurt those around us. Even more dangerous than this is the fact that people feel happy when they hurt others. They consider themselves to be brave and they credit their deception of others to their intellectual sharpness. As a result, they never repent and never worry about the hereafter. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once asked his companions that, shall I not inform you regarding the best of you to the worst? One companion said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform us, kindly inform us as to who is good and who is bad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is he whose goodness is hoped for whilst people are safe from his evil. And the worst of you is he whose goodness is not hoped for whilst people are unsafe from his evil. To explain this hadith in summary, a good person is he with whom people are relaxed, content and at ease. They consider him to never hurt others and only do good for them. Subhanallah. And opposite to this is a bad person. People are fearful of such an individual. Nobody expects good from him. And they strive to avoid his company. They strive to avoid him at all costs. So the use of Madani Channel, our religion of Islam, guarantees Muslims protection in their life, wealth and honor. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه. That the blood, wealth and honor of every Muslim is haram upon another Muslim. And here, the commentary of this hadith by Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he says that without permission, a Muslim cannot take the wealth of another Muslim. He cannot besmirch their honor or kill them unjustly. These are deeply despotic crimes. So we need to be of those people who, when people are with us, they are relaxed, content, and at ease. They love to be in your company. This is how we should be, the of Madani Channel. You know, hurting others or causing them difficulty is a huge sin. Allah Ta'ala can implement his punishment and severely punish a person for this reprehensible crime. You know, Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, he writes of how a pious man saw a person with his arm amputated from the shoulder, right? The person was shouting, whoever has seen me should never oppress anybody. And when the pious person asked what happened, the person replied that what happened with me is not something you hear every day. I used to spend time with thugs. One day I stole a fish from a fisherman and made ways towards my home. On the way, the fish bit my thumb. I rushed home and put the fish to one side. The resulting pain in my thumb did not allow me to sleep all night, and by morning, I went to a doctor and showed him the wound. As per his analysis, I had my thumb amputated. He says, sometime later, my hand was injured again, subjecting me to horrific pain. I rushed to the doctor and was told my hand must be amputated entirely. I had done this straight away, but the pain had spread to my entire arm by this time. The agony was indescribable, and my arm was then amputated at the elbow. But not long later, it was cut at the shoulder. And some people asked me about the start of my ordeal. I told them about the fish I stole from the fisherman, and they told me, if you had gone to the fisherman right away, returned the fish, and asked for forgiveness, perhaps you would not have had to get your arm amputated. You still have time. Go to the fisherman and ask him to pardon you before the pain spreads to your whole body. He says, with difficulty, I finally found the fisherman. I fell at his feet, pleading for him to forgive me for stealing from him. And he appeared concerned and asked, who are you? He says, I told him everything what happened. And I showed him how I am now missing an arm. And upon this, he began to cry and he said, my brother, I have forgiven you. I then made him a witness and repented from injustice, vowing never to wrong anybody again. Allahu Akbar. So it's important, Divis of Madinah Inshallah, that if we've hurt anyone, go and seek forgiveness from them. Don't let your ego come in the way. Remove the ego. Go and seek forgiveness. You know, one extremely spiritual illness is the intoxication of power. And we must uproot this from ourselves, because it is usually the one who suffers from the spiritual diseases, from the spiritual illness, who commits oppression. Remember, it's not necessary for a person to actually be powerful to suffer from the spiritual illness. Oftentimes it is the case that people possess no power at all, yet they think of themselves as strong and become intoxicated in these thoughts. Only the person who uproots this lust for power does not think only about himself, controls his nafs, and removes this Fir'aun from within. Only this person can truly avoid being oppressive to others. Let's look at our society. Whoever is humble never causes harm to others. And even if he unintentionally does so, he quickly asks for forgiveness. On the other hand, whoever is arrogant and considers himself better than others becomes angry over the smallest of things. You know, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah. He had a royal bird, famously known as Hudhud. And it once went somewhere without the permission of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. So this angered Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. When Hudhud returns, he said that when Hudhud returns, I will punish it. When Hudhud returned and saw that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was angry, it dragged its wings across the floor when approaching him. Any display of humility, and seeing this was the right time, it then respectfully began speaking to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam about how we shall all stand before Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. As soon as he heard the day of Qiyamah being mentioned, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, he began to shake in fear of Allah and proceeded to forgive Hudhud. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who fear him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true embodiments of humility. So yes, Divis of Madinah Channel, from this we learn a lot of lessons from the people of the ditch. All of these lessons thus far we have covered. And also from this highlight, we highlight an important factor, and that is to be good, not to be bad people, in which other people, they feel restless and they hesitate to be in your company. They want to avoid you at all times because of how bad a person is. We shouldn't be like that. We should adopt the akhlaq, the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once you adopt the beautiful character and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your life, you will see everyone flocking to you. Why? Because you are showing the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are practicing upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also we have learned to forgive others, to have a big heart, an open heart. Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the difficulties that the Kufar of Makkah caused him, all the pain that they caused him at Taif, yet he forgave them, Nabi of Madinah channel. Yes, at Taif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't take revenge, rather he forgave. At the conquest of Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't take revenge from all those that were present there who hurt and oppressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, his Ahlul Bayt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, go, all of you are free. All of you are free. Subhanallah, this is the beautiful character of our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we shouldn't be people who oppress others, who hurt others, break the hearts of others. No, we are believers. We are Muslims, the views of Madinah. We aren't oppressors. No, we are those who wish well for others. We are those who protect the dignity, the wealth, the honor of other Muslims as well. So if you know someone that you have hurt, or if someone has hurt you, forgive the person. Go and ask the person for forgiveness. And seriously, this would make you feel much more lighter. Otherwise, why must you carry the burden on your shoulders and make the person live rent-free in your thoughts? Why should they live in your head? None of us want that. The way to remove that, this baggage, the way to remove that is to learn to forgive and to have an open heart, not to hold any grudges, not to have any malice towards one another. When you do this, you would see how beautiful your life gets. You would see barakah. You would see peace and harmony in your life, in your family, amongst your friends, and society at large will become a much, much better place to live in when we learn how to forgive others and treat others well. Be that kind of a person where when people are around you, they can smile. You are the cause, you are the reason for the happiness of others, for the smile of others. And for that, even in that, there is reward, the views of Madinah channel. Yes, when you make someone happy, an angel is created out of that. When you pass away, this angel comes in your qabr, and this angel says that, I am that same happiness which you instilled into the hearts of other people. And today, I am going to make you happy. Today, I am going to help you answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. I am going to intercede for you. And not only that, I am going to show you your place in Jannah. So be that kind of a person. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.